Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir Betachen, Shir number 43. We're in Perek Hey of Chayvus Alfavais, and we're talking about the seven differences between a Baal Betachen and someone who lacks Betachen pertaining to making a living and doing other types of Hishtadlus. And we're at the last one, the seventh difference. Vashvi. The seventh difference, the last difference, between the trusting person and a non-trusting person is kibaiter belikim, the one who trusts in Hashem, lo yeval bihimone bakasha. He will never be despondent, he will never be sad when he's denied a request or loses out on something that he wishes to do. V'loy bihi pakeid ahuv, nor does he suffer heartbreak when he loses a friend. If a friend leaves him and even passes away, which of course would sadden him, but it doesn't hurt him to the core of his being, because he knows that no human being can help him anyway. Ultimately, he's in the hands of Hashem only. Now, when I read this, I understand that when you lose a friend, it's not just about whether they could help you or not, but you're pained by the loss of a friend because you loved him and you're connected to his neshama. That's a separate aspect of it. But he's going here regarding the fact that you relied on a friend, or you relied on somebody, and now they can't benefit you in the way they used to anymore. So on that, you don't get discouraged. You realize it's Hashem that could give you anything at any time. And also, he does not hoard things that are readily available. He doesn't worry about food in excess of what he needs for today. Now, he explains to Avigdor Miller here that you have to require explanation on what we just said over here, which is very, very important to learn. Because you see that many tzaddikim, they did not necessarily only have what they had today pertaining to their property or anything else like that. Many tzaddikim had all kinds of property. They had field, they had livestock. They didn't just provide for one day. They did plan ahead. Avraham Avinu himself, he didn't just own one lamb enough for one day. Avraham Avinu had flocks of sheep and goats, and that lasted him a lifetime and beyond a lifetime. And all tzaddikim of old concerned themselves with what they would do during the winter if they didn't harvest their crops in the summer. So we have to take these words. That's why you need a Rebbe when you learn Chayvus Halvavos. When he says, Ein derish yoyse miteref yoymai, and he doesn't worry about excess other than what he needs for the day, it's true, he doesn't worry about it. But the idea that you do certain planning, that's not only not against Betachin, that's the way ideal Betachin needs to be. So what does the Chayvus Halvavos exactly mean when he says that a person who trusts Hashem worries only about food of one day? What does that mean? And the answer is that he's talking about the attitude in the mind, the hashkafa in the head, that the hashkafa in the head has to be totally trusting in Hashem. But in the outward behavior, yes, Hashem often requires you to behave in a responsible way, like everyone else does. So, for example, when it says, Vasafta degonecha, right, you should gather your crop. That means you gather your grain and you put it in the storehouse. Similarly, bismanazeh, you put money into the savings or into an IRA account and a retirement account. You do everything that everyone else does. But you know that it's not what he really needs. What he really needs is only what he eats today. Anything can happen tomorrow. So even though his outward actions seem to be like those of a non-trusting person, he is saving money in the bank. He's saving for a chasana. He is putting money in an IRA account. But in his mind, he knows he's doing these things only because he has to do them, because Hashem commanded him to do them. He knows that Hashem is the one planning what's going to happen tomorrow. So, like I said, so when you go, for example, to financial planner or whatever it may be that people do, you could go and you do your normal hishtadlus that way, but not like I am doing this and I'm saving this. You know that you only have today for today and you appreciate it, but you're going through the motions of what a normal person needs to do. So this is a fascinating thing that on the external, it seems that you're doing exactly what a non-believer is doing in the external way of doing things. You're going into work like the non-believer. You're putting money in savings like the non-believer. You're working on the nest egg for retirement and and saving for weddings and things like that, all these normal healthy things, life insurance, like the Gedolim Paskin is not chesaron and betachin by having life insurance. So all these things, but the difference is in the mindset, in knowing that Hashem, you only have today, and you're doing this because of the hishtadlus. He does not concern himself what's going to happen tomorrow. So then again, exactly what we said just here. As you're putting money into savings or retirement plan or saving for a wedding or whatever it may be, you don't worry. You don't concern of what will happen tomorrow. He doesn't know when his end will come. He doesn't know when he'll pass away. And he trusts in Hashem that he'll give him long life. And he'll give him his livelihood and his daily bread all his days. And he realizes that it's up to Hashem whether he'll have more days of life and there'll be food to eat. So there's no reason to worry about it. He doesn't rejoice about the future, nor does he have sadness over it. Meaning he's even, like Shivisi. He's equal. It says in Mishlei, don't boast of what's going to happen tomorrow because you don't know what the day will bring. The Alma Ben Sira said, he was a big chacham, this is quoted in the Gemara Sanhedrin Kufam Abeis, don't be distressed over the stress of tomorrow. You don't know what the day will bring. Tomorrow will come and it won't be here anymore. And you're distressed over a world that's not yours. You're worried about tomorrow. You may never live to see that tomorrow. So why worry about it? Al dagosoi the evloi. What he worries and grieves about is al shul mikatzer boy nechayvay sabayre. On what he is lacking in the service of Hashem. That's what he worries about. Omishtadol lefroya b'masha yuchal lefroya mehem. And he does his best to make amends in his life for the shortcomings. Benireyu. In his outward actions of mitzvahs, of his limbs, of his story and his inner thoughts in the duties of his mind and his heart. He thinks about the day of his death, of Yom Asifa, the day that he'll be gathered in back to Hashem. And he is concerned, he knows that death can come suddenly today. He doesn't get depressed, but he intensifies his energy and zeal to prepare for the next world. He doesn't worry about what to prepare for this world. So in contrast to a non-trusting person who's hoarding material things out of fear of what might happen to him, a person that has betachin only fears, you know, that he wants to get his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Repent one day before your death. And they explain this to me. Yoshev hayoyim. Do tshuva today. Because maybe you'll pass away tomorrow. So all your days will be with tshuva. Kehela says, Perek Tes Pasuk Ches, at all times let your garments be white. In the olden days, they wore white garments when they intended a special event. And here he's saying that in this world, you should always see that your character, your soul is clean. White, clean. So a trusting person does not have anxiety about this future. He does everything that the responsible non-trusting person does. If a Baiteach is a farmer, he also plows his field and prepares for the next season. When winter is coming, a Baiteach also wears a winter coat. He doesn't say, it's not winter, I don't have to worry. No, and there's a good sale in the summer for a winter coat. A Baal Bitachin will buy a winter coat in the summer. That's a normal thing. This is what Hashem wants you to do. He wants you to harvest the grain. But not because you feel you need their grain. So that is the idea. So here it is, a very fascinating thing. There's two contradictory attitudes. That's why trusting Hashem is not always an easy mitzvah. Because you need to do everything that someone who lacks betachin does. Okay, not to that extreme. Okay, some people are workaholics and go overboard. But in the normal way that a trusting person does, a Baal Bitachin does too, but at the same time, in your mind and heart, you're doing it only because Hashem told you to do it, not because it's actually necessary. So that's the Baal Bitachin. But Vasha Eina Beiteach Belikim, one who does not trust in Hashem, Yarbe Evloi Lasmadis Pigoy Lamazeh, he'll be aggrieved when he's struck with misfortunes, when he has problems, the world ends. V'yifkoy Dehavav, if he's deprived of someone that he loves, he'll be very, very lonely and upset. Meanwhile, a true Baal B'tochein, that no matter what happens, he doesn't feel lonely because he knows Hashem is with him. This is a separate subject that we really should make separate shiurim on the concept of loneliness. V'imanu mimene b'kasha yisav. And he's happy if he's unhappy, and someone who lacks b'tochein is unhappy when he's deprived of what he wants. The yazmen mohin oilam harbi, he stockpiles as much as he can of the wealth of this world. Kilobatach mena chalif, as if he was insured against having to leave it. The sarah me olav emas amavis, and he doesn't fear death. Kilu yamav leitnu, like his days will never end. V'chayav leichlin, and he's immortal, meaning someone that lacks b'tochein, he blocks it out and he thinks he's never going to die. So he builds up real estates and furniture and all these estates, thinking in his brain, I'm not going to die. They really sort of, they block it out of their head. But in reality, he doesn't concern himself with his ultimate destiny. And he's always busy with the world here. He doesn't involve himself in Torah study. Or his provisions for his journey and his appointed destination, and his trust in the length of his days in this world, increases his desire to be a Baal Taiva, and causes the reduced desire of what will come afterwards. And it's someone who admonishes and teach him, and basically they should say, how long will you put off thinking about your provisions for your journey for Olam Haba? You know what he's going to say? I'll do that when I have enough time to support myself, when I have enough income to support myself, when I have enough to provide for all my wife and my children until the end of the days. And when I have that, that's when I'll start worrying about my Olam Haba. But in reality, very often some people never reach that. Rigdon Miller once said he had a person, doesn't mention it here, but he mentioned it in many other places, where a guy, he was in his 30s, and he was trying to encourage him, you have to be kavei itim and learn more. And he says, I'll learn when I retire. I'm making a lot of money now. I'm going to retire when I'm 40, 45, and then I can learn the rest of my life. And he never made it to 40, 45. So we don't wait till whenever. You do every day. Yes, you have to work. You know, you do your shtadlis and you need to do whatever you do, but you don't abandon learning Torah mitzvahs, mice and tovim for some future date because of worrying about this world. So this is the seventh difference. The seventh difference is that he is calm and he's content and he's happy with what he has for that for today, even though he's doing acts that do the required ishtadlas just like a non-believer does. But he has the healthy, correct attitude of trusting Hashem to provide for you every single day with a menuchas hanefesh and yishav hadas. Bracha v'atzlacha.